MSO News giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, August 26, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Murderer denied parole. Lynn celebrates diversity. And Gloucester Fireworks fundraising is in progress. Mix of clouds and sun today. Temperatures in the low 70s. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 5:28 p.m. Paul Layton is reporting in today's Salem News. The man convicted of the brutal murder of his 14-year-old girlfriend in Beverly in 1991 has been denied parole. The Massachusetts Parole Board voted this week to deny parole for Jamie Fuller, who was 16 when he stabbed Amy Carnevale to death and threw her body in Shoe Pond in one of the most notorious murders in the city's history. In denying Fuller's parole request, the board noted the extraordinarily violent nature of the offense and said Fuller has engaged in minimal programming in prison given his history. The board said Fuller could seek parole again in 3 years. Fuller, who is now 49, was convicted of first-degree murder in 1992 and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole, but he became eligible for parole as a result of a 2013 Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruling that enables juveniles who were convicted of murder to seek their freedom. More news right after this.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On AutumnLive.com, Emily Rosenberg is reporting that more than 500 people of different ethnicities, sexualities, genders, religions, and abilities filled at Red Rock Park on Saturday in Lynn to enjoy food and entertainment at the 4th Annual Diversity Matters Festival. President of the North Shore Juneteenth Association and City Councilor at Large, Nicole McLean, said of all who came and enjoyed themselves, she hopes they leave with a message that people's differences benefit society. The festival was a collaboration among the North Shore Juneteenth Association, Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, the Mass Cultural Council, and other organizations. Gail McCarthy's writing in the Gloucester Times, the organizers of the Gloucester Fireworks Display are making a last-ditch appeal for the Labor Day weekend show that is way behind in donations. Every year, the organizers raise about $70,000 to cover the two major shows on Gloucester Harbor, the first on July 3 and the second on the Saturday night of the Schooner Festival weekend. Barry Pett, one of the longtime organizers, said he hopes that people will be able to help out when they learn about the large shortfall this year. As of now, the fund stands at $22,000, but a total of $35,000 is needed to carry out the Labor Day festivities, as has been done for many years now, starting with music on a stage on the oceanfront Stacy Boulevard beginning at 6 p.m., with a pause for the boat light parade around 7 p.m., again for the fireworks at 9:15 p.m., and then resuming. And Matt Petrie is reporting in today's Newburyport Daily News. Former New England Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer recently welcomed two new furry additions to his home. Hoyer and his family, who described themselves as boxer people, visited the MSPCA's Boston Adoption Center shortly after the surrender of 60 of them from a Merrimack home on July 11. Merrimack Police Chief Eric Shears said at the time that the owner handed over the dogs without incident. During the Hoyer's visit, they were moved not only to make a donation to support the dog's care, they also decided they wanted to adopt one of the puppies themselves. The puppy was too young to be officially adopted, but the family was so excited about their new addition that they couldn't wait to bring her home to introduce her to her two boxer brothers. Hoyer said that the Hoyer said that the MSPCA's vice president of animal protection asked if his family would be interested in fostering the mom while she was raising the puppy, and that's just what the Hoyers have done. Red Sox and Patriots both lost yesterday. Sox host the Blue Jays today in finishing a suspended game, and then they have another game scheduled for this evening. The Amesbury High School football team finished as the D7 runner-up in the 2023 MIAA football tournament last year. In our first interview of the fall sports season, we spoke with Hawks coach Colin McQueen, who puts the turnout of this year's participants in perspective.
We generally operate at around 10 bodies per grade level.
Mm-hmm.
That's like kind of our earmark there. And if we can get double digits in any single class, we feel that it's a pretty deep class, pretty big class. Our junior class, for instance, this year is our only double digit class. The other ones are you know, between 8 and 10, you know. But I think we got some quality. I talked to some other coaches, and a lot of programs I think are around the same size as us, but they maybe have some issues with commitment or attendance. Of the 38 guys we had when we started, we picked up two new guys as well, and who have moved into the district since we started. So we're at an even 40 right now. 100% attendance. Guys are showing up. Guys are committed, and we feel that if we have that type of buy-in, you know, it'd be great to have 80 kids, 70 kids, whatever some of these larger programs have. But ultimately, you only put 11 on the field at each level. And we feel that if we got 40 very committed guys who are willing to be coached, we can achieve some pretty good things.
That's Amesbury High School football coach Colin McQueen. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.